Hello again, folks. Well, for some reason I cannot explain, I have lately had the strange and unfamiliar urge to cook, which for me is highly unusual because I do not enjoy cooking for myself at all, generally speaking. It's more a chore for me than anything else. Mind you, I don't mind cooking for other people once in a while, but for myself, can't be bothered. So, this means that I have the unfortunate tendency to eat a lot of processed and convenience foods, and of course I know that's not good for me. So I have no idea whence this urge came, but I'm hoping it will not choose to depart anytime soon, because I think it could be good for me. I was looking through some recipes that I have on my computer some days ago, and I found a particularly delectable-looking ham and potato casserole that I really wanted to make, and I was sure I had all the ingredients. Well, not so much, folks. I ended up having to do some serious improvising, as you will discover if you keep listening, and I thought it would make an interesting story for Audio Boom, so here I am again to tell the tale. First of all, the recipe called for 2 cans of condensed cheddar cheese soup. Well, silly me, forgot to put that in my last grocery order, so that was out. I went to my local drugstore hoping they would carry it. They do not. And then my friend Kim, bless her, she very kindly offered me a can of condensed cream of celery soup that she had no plans of using anytime soon. And I thought that might work just as well. I was just concerned that I might not have enough liquid. Then, the recipe called for a certain amount of frozen mixed vegetables, preferably broccoli and cauliflower. And when I went to get mine out, folks, I discovered, much to my dismay, that they had gone crystallized in the freezer because I hadn't used them in time. So I couldn't use those. Well, I guess I could have, come to think of it, but I was afraid they would go soggy and fall apart on me, which is the last thing I wanted. Then, when I went to look at my potatoes, I discovered that they had gone off. This was not my week in terms of ingredients mishaps. What I ended up doing was this. I had some hash brown patties in the freezer, and I needed to use them up anyway. I bought a huge thing of them a while ago, not realizing how many the box would contain, and I knew I couldn't use them all just for breakfasts and the like. So I broke those into bite-sized pieces, and I put those in my casserole instead of potato slices. And then what I did was, I used the can of cream of celery soup and a can of condensed vegetable soup, because that way I got enough liquid, plus some veggies besides. Sodium-laden, though they no doubt were. And believe it or not, folks, it actually turned out to be a really good casserole. I would do it again. It was a little saltier than I would have liked, because I used 2 cans of condensed soup. But other than the saltiness, it was lovely. I had a ton of ham to use up, too. I bought a package of sliced dinner ham, the nice thick stuff, not the thin processed crap, because it was on sale for a really good price, and there was tons of ham in the package, so I used a lot of it on sandwiches and on English muffins with cheese and that sort of thing, but I had tons left over, and I was really glad to be able to use it up in this casserole. So yes, I would definitely make that again, with hash browns. I actually think I might like that better than I would with the potato slices. So my next project is going to be a tuna casserole. I love tuna. Absolutely adore it. And I will eat tuna in almost anything. Well, okay, not anything, but you know. So, I thought that I was going to have to wait a while to make it because I needed medium egg noodles and 2 cans of condensed cream of mushroom soup. But then Kim and Tracy went shopping this afternoon, and Kim kindly called me up from the grocery store to ask if there was anything I needed. And she was luckily able to get me the egg noodles and the soup. Yay! Now, the recipe calls for medium egg noodles, and she got me a package of the medium ones, but oh boy, they look very fine to me. I think I should have gone with the broad ones. I'm just really worried these are gonna go totally soggy on me. We shall see, I guess. It's just the casserole has to cook for a fairly lengthy period of time, and I have no idea how these noodles are going to turn out. The recipe also calls for frozen peas, but the cool thing is I actually have a couple cans of tuna with peas mixed right in, so I don't even have to use frozen peas. I could just use the tuna that I have. It's really nice, too. It's, for anyone who's interested, it's Rio Mare tuna. King of the Sea. Yeah, so that was certainly an interesting cooking project, and I had tons of leftovers from that ham and hash brown casserole, and I expect I will from the tuna casserole as well. I might make it tomorrow. Either tomorrow or Monday, we shall see. I thought I was going to go to my parents' place this weekend for Mother's Day, but I didn't hear from them and didn't hear from them, and I finally texted my mother, and she said early this morning, "Oh, I'll call you later today," and I haven't heard a bloomin' thing, so I guess I'm not going. Now this is gonna sound really naughty of me, but I bought a tin of Russell Stover chocolates, planning on giving them to my mother this weekend for Mother's Day. But it looks like I won't be seeing her anytime soon, so I have a feeling those chocolates are going to get eaten by moi, because Russell Stovers are my favorite. I honestly did buy them with the intention of giving them to Mum, really. But, I mean, for heaven's sake, if I'm not going to see her, they have to get eaten sometime. Oh, I love those things. I said that today while I was visiting Kim, actually, and she felt kind of badly because normally she gets me Ferrero Rocher chocolates for Christmas, and she thought those were my favorites. And I said, "Oh, don't worry, Kim, I am totally never going to turn up my nose at Ferrero chocolates. I love those almost as much as Russell Stover's." Goodness, there's no chocolate that I don't like, except for, okay, I don't like Hershey's Kisses. They taste kind of gross. But when it comes to real chocolates, oh yes, I'll eat pretty much anything. Yes, so I shall tell you, when I do make this casserole, how this next one turns out. Thank God I actually have the ingredients I need. Oh shit, no I don't. Oh, bloody Nora, excuse my language, I just realized I used all my cheese for the darn ham and hash brown casserole. Oh, no. Oh, blast. Oh, damn blast. Okay, well, perhaps, oh dear, I hate to ask Kim for something else. Perhaps one of my neighbors can lend me, I don't need much cheese. I'll have to look at the recipe, but I think it only calls for a couple tablespoons of shredded cheese on top of the casserole. Perhaps one of my neighbors would very kindly lend me some. Oh, rats. Oh, dear. Oh. The gods are against me, folks. The cooking gods. They don't like me anymore. When the urge to cook does come upon me, I can't seem to do it. Well, I can, but not... I mean, I have to improvise. Yes, and there are no cheese substitutes, and my drugstore does not carry cheese. So I'm out there, unless I want to go buy it at the convenience store, in which case I could, I guess. I could buy a little block of it. Provided they will actually help me there. They do not interact very well with blind people there, because they're from the Middle East, and they have no idea that they can actually talk to a blind person normally. Anyway, we shall see. I will tell you how it all turns out. Oh, speaking of food, I don't know how many of my followers are following Eric M. Bourgeois, who is delightful, by the way, but he did some taste testing of chips not that long ago, and one of the flavors he tried was fries and gravy. Well, I bought a couple of bags of those, one for me and one for my dad, because my dad loves fries and gravy, and I thought he would really enjoy these chips. I really wanted to try the roasted chicken ones that Eric taste tested, but alas, the store I checked did not have those. Anyhow, I was able to try the fries and gravy ones. They're not something that I would buy again. I didn't dislike them, but I didn't really absolutely love them either. But I'm always glad of new things to try and appreciate recommendations very much, so thanks to Eric for that. He really liked them, and I'm hoping my dad will as well. And don't worry, there's no risk that I'll eat my dad's chips because I didn't like mine very much. So his are safe. The chocolates, on the other hand, I don't know. If my mother doesn't get here tomorrow...